Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is a little bit different than usual because I want to tell you all that there are many, many Jewish people in a country called Ukraine, which is being attacked very, very strongly, severely by another country. And many, many Jewish people are caught in the middle of this fight and are in very great danger. Therefore, it's very important for us to do everything that we can to help them. One thing we can do is to daven for them. There are many, many Jewish people there in the Ukraine that are still in danger. Unfortunately, some people have even been killed, injured, and many people are in danger and trying just to keep alive. And therefore, we must daven for them. We must say Tehillim. We must do whatever we can to daven for them. When we learn Torah, we should try to learn Torah for their zchus, that our Torah learning should be a merit, a schus for them, to protect them. And so too, when we do mitzvahs, we should try to think that this mitzvah should be for the schus, for the merit of Hashem protecting our Jewish brothers and sisters in Ukraine. And if we're able to send money to the people that are there, there are some tzedakas that are set up. You can find some on Chabad.org. I'm sure there's other reliable places where money is being collected to help these Jewish people to survive, to have food to eat, and have place to sleep and to be safe. So that's something very important for us to do. Whenever we hear that there's a Jewish person in trouble, that person is our brother, our sister, and we should try to help them. Now, tonight's story, let us learn this story in the schus and the merit that it should help the Jewish people who are in danger in the Ukraine. Many years ago, on Shmini Atzeres, during Hakafas, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a heart attack. Very, very, very severe heart attack. He was in very great danger of his life. But Baruch Hashem, he survived. And the first message that he sent out to the Hasidim was that by being besimcha, this will help him to survive. So therefore, I happened to have been there at the time. Therefore, the Hasidim danced, even though their Rebbe was so sick and didn't feel like it was a time for dancing. But the Rebbe said that by being besimcha, this would actually help him to get better. So all the Hasidim tried very hard to be besimcha, to dance. The Rebbe began to improve, sure enough. And it happened at a certain Febrengen sometime later, that there was a doctor who was trying to help take care of the Rebbe. The doctor in the middle of the Febrengen, leaned over to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, there's still a 35% chance that you could have a heart attack, so please take it easy. Don't stress your heart. Don't work too hard here teaching Torah to these thousands of chassidim and so forth. Take it easy. The Rebbe did not seem to hear him, the doctor. And so the doctor leaned over again and said again to the Rebbe that the Rebbe should please realize that there's a 35% chance that he could have a heart attack again, a second heart attack. And then the Rebbe, and again the Rebbe didn't seem to hear it. And so the doctor said it a third time. The Rebbe looked at him and said, oh, so you mean that there's a 65% chance I will not have a heart attack? So we see that this is what it means to think positively. The doctor was saying there's a 35% chance that the Rebbe could have a heart attack. The Rebbe understood that to mean that there's a 65% chance that he will not have a heart attack. And later, he had to ask his secretary that the secretary should tell the doctor that the doctor is not needed anymore because the doctor did not have a positive enough attitude. And this is very, very powerful. We have a positive attitude. Tachkevit, sein good, as the expression goes, think good, it'll be good. The same thing here in our situation now where Jewish people are in trouble. Of course, we must daven for them with all our heart and learn Torah for them with all our heart. But behind all of it, we have to, at the same time, think positively that Hashem will help, Hashem will save them. And as Mordechai told Esther, that revach, vatzala, that salvation, help, saving of the Yidden would happen from Makom Acher, from some other place. If you don't help, Hashem will help them some other way, but you will lose the chus of the mitzvah. So too, all of us should do whatever we can in our tefillos, and our learning, and our tzedakah, whatever we can, we should do to help our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. May we hear good news, and may Mashiach come and bring the geula, and we should all be gathered back to Eretz Yisrael and build our base of mikdash, like in the Parsha, where the Mishkan was built in the desert, and the Shechina came down, and so too, for us. Ken yet ken tiyalanu. So too it should be for us. We should all have joy and happiness and light and be gathered back to Eretz Yisrael and build the Beis Hamikdash with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you for joining us for the story of today.